What does a destroyer escort do?
Okay, these are sort of inexpensive versions of destroyers. Okay, they're faster to build, less expensive, and they do. They were designed basically to cope with the U-boat war in the Atlantic, and the Battle of the Atlantic actually is arguably the longest battle of the war, because it went on from beginning to end. And in fact, the Atlantic is littered with the bodies of men and ships. You know, more than 30,000 German sailors are down there, more than 50,000 Allied sailors are down there. Almost 800 submarines we sank. I mean, they really put a tremendous effort into it. Anyhow, the destroyer escorts were designed to cope with submarines. It turned out that we also had to cope in the Mediterranean with aircraft, and so we were loaded up with additional anti-aircraft weapons. But they were very small. There's a World War II destroyer escort in Albany, which many classes come to visit to see what a warship in those days looked like. And you know, the hull is like a quarter of an inch thick or something. They call them tin cans, and by God, that's what they were.
So even though they're called a destroyer escort, you're not actually escorting anything?
Oh no, we escorted convoys. We took convoys across.
Oh, I see.
And that was almost exclusively our duty. We did occasionally go on what they called hunter-killer groups, where they just, because we had broken many of the German codes, and so after a while we knew where we might find the subs. And so they'd send out a hunter and killer group just to look for submarines. But most of the time we were escorting convoys across the Atlantic into the Mediterranean to support the troops and so on that were there. So yeah, no, we were escorts.
Now, what was your job on that?
I was an engineer. I was a motor machinist mate, which was a rate that maintained mainly the big diesel engines, but almost all of the other machinery. Some of us were specialized. One of our men, he's in one of our pictures, was a refrigeration specialist. I was primarily with the main engines, and my battle station was with the main engines, and my watch station was, I was the leading first class, and I was strictly, almost strictly after a while, with the main engines, which were huge 16 V16 diesels, and pretty impressive, especially when you realize that most of the crew was a collection of kids, many of whom had never been to sea. And everybody had to be a very quick study. There was always a few regular Navy people there to sort of break us in. But almost everyone was learning on the job, including the officers. I met the captain later, way after the war. And he talked about the first trip when the ship left the Boston Navy Yard on a shakedown to go to Bermuda, and there was a storm. And he's on watch in the middle of the night, and he's the officer of the deck. The captain who put the ship into commission was actually a commander was a Mustang. He had risen from the ranks. And so he woke the captain and said, "Geez, you know, the terrible storm, da 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 da." And the old man says, "Don't you ever wake me for that again. You're the officer of the deck, and that's it." And he slams the phone down. And this man, who now I think of as the skipper, obviously, when he became the captain, he says to me, "You know, Slats, 3 months before, I was a lawyer. And now I'm on this warship in a storm. You can't see 10 feet ahead of you," and so on. He said, but that's the way it was, you know. There were more than 500 destroyer escorts, not to talk about the thousands of other ships that had to be manned. You know, they ended up with millions of people.
How many men were on a destroyer escort?
It varied. It varied, but it was, it averaged probably about 189. And ours was the prototype. There was a newer version, came out a little bit larger, and had a few more men, but there were about 15 officers. That also varied.
What a little was bit. The name of your?
My ship?
Yes.
Is the Walter S. Brown, named after a man who was killed at Pearl Harbor. Destroyers and destroyer escorts are named after naval heroes, okay? And many of these ships went to the British Navy, and they were called frigates in the British Navy, and they were named after naval heroes. One was named after Captain Bligh. You may have heard of Captain Bligh.
Yes.
There was another one going to be named after Captain Coburn until someone realized that his claim to fame was that he had sacked Washington, D.C. during the War of 1812, so they changed the name of that ship to something else. I don't remember what it was.